éléments, signer Tony Gomez à l'ancienne. La
fusil d'une boîte de VIP. Prépare le champagne, chocolat en montagne, j'décolle d'ici. J'saute dans un full sous top class, tout est en bonne place. Pour mes people, j'tape la grande classe. J'pose pour les flashs à l'entrée, signe quelques papiers. J'pose un cas dans le creux d'un décolleté. Alors on peut commencer, demoiselle, voulez-vous m'accompagner? Viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sourire tendant, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent entendent, mais leur corps qui brille. VIP, si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est qui belle et bien au VIP. Comme je veux et c'est parfait. Tout le monde dans la place est en feu et c'est carré. Pop the Chris and let's pop it again. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, si les anges de jour deviennent diables la nuit, c'est que les histoires d'un jour sont normales aujourd'hui. Lady dance, bouge dans tous les sens. À l'affût des regards, Lady s'en fout de ce que les gens pensent. On est là pour ça, pour les autres c'est un show live. Entre toi et moi, personne d'autre n'a la même drive. Jack, XO et un bon petit cubain, c'est la good life. Et on verra demain. Viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem, et leur corps qui brille. VIP, si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est qui belle et bien au VIP. Dans le VIP. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, lève mon verre à ma santé à la tienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem.
Jared Leto won an award, happy for him. And let's see. I'll play Asterisk by Bored With Four, and then I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Friends with an asterisk, all because of a stupid risk. Now I'm seeing stars, I'm seeing stars, asterisk. We are friends with an asterisk. Seeing you tonight made my insides twist. This feels bizarre, this is bizarre, asterisk. Now you can say anything that you want. I told you that I could turn it on, but
space. emotional. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I'ma have to go. Baby, I'm about to blow up. I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I'ma have to go.
Yeah.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and you just heard Asterisk by Bored With Four, Blown Up by Magical Hustle, a.k.a. Stefan Soleil, and Break You by X Factor. Oh, and Jess out there, if you're tuning in, I do have chat up on Blog Talk Radio. I have that chat available, so you can let me know what's going on. Yes, and a very special happy birthday to Perky out there. Happy, happy birthday. And I hope all your dreams come true. And happy birthday to everyone else. I was just looking at, like, in general, I guess famous birthdays or whatever. So, like, I'm not done looking through it. But for right now, let's say happy birthday Jack London, Lloyd Ruby, Kreskin, the American Mentalist, and Marie Dubois, French actress. Let me go through a little bit more and see if I can find any more people I recognize. What was I going to say? I found, like, the most beautiful poem last night. Some of you may have heard it before. Some of you may not have, but I think it's awesome. And, I'm going to read it for y'all within the next few minutes. And it's by Rudyard Kipling. But check out, in the meanwhile, check out Copo de Veneno by Karina Bjor, and I'll be right back with you. The call number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Karina Bjor. Alrighty, let me pull this up. There we go. Okay, so I'll read If by Rudyard Kipling. Here we go. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. The end. That was If by Rudyard Kipling. Awesome, awesome. Okay, and here is a song for you. I will play Empress by Goyo Naranja, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
She shines like a little star in my mind. When we see me Empress again, everything nice. She shines like a little star in my mind. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And that was Kampeka by Itzy. And there are actually quite a few birthdays today. Jeez. So, yes. happy birthday also to George Duke, Joe Frazier, Kirstie Alley, Rush Limbaugh, Walter Mosley, Howard Stern, Christian Amanpour, Dominique Wilkins, Heather Mills, Melanie Chisholm of Spice Girls, and Amory. And yes, in memoriam to Marie of Brabant, Queen of France, Maximilian the First, Holy Roman Emperor, Pierre de Fermat, French mathematician and lawyer, and Princess Royale and Princess of Orange, Agatha Christie, and Affirmed, the 2001 racehorse. Woohoo! Yeah. I'm not sure if y'all have heard about it, but there's like some really awesome pictures online about the frozen waters of the Niagara Falls. I was looking at some pictures earlier today, and it's quite lovely, so Google it or something. Yeah. What else? I'm still not sure if the guest will be calling in or not, so I don't know. We will see. And I do have, let's see, one or two different erotic stories of mine to read for you in just a little bit. But in the meanwhile, check out Elaine by Dive Bomber, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
I can truly think I gave it all this for you, Elaine.
was Elaine by Dive Bomber. Alrighty, let's see. I'll do a reading of one of my poems that I wrote on Wednesday, January 9th, 2013, and published on livinggrind.com, aka livinggrindnla.com. Alright, and it's called Bound to Be. I am free, albeit bound, but I'm not 6 feet underground. I can dance, but can't get down, because I'm all wrapped up in the cloud. I can speak, but ain't got no tongue, because only men can be well hung. I am here, but I'm not there. You'd see me better if you knew where. I must get going and come round to be, because y'all been told me what I can't see. The end. Written by yours truly, Sandra London, on Tuesday, January 8th, 2013, at 11:35 p.m. Pacific Time, and published on livinggrind.com on Wednesday, January 9th, 2013. There you are. Let me give you a song. Let's see. Okay, that was Kafka's song. I don't know if you've heard that. He just gave you a little tune. There you go again. Yeah, all right. Okay. Pretty In It by Subway Strippers. And I'll be right back with you.
Long time.
Short little ditty on icammodel.com just the other day, so I'll go ahead and read that real fast. It wasn't really titled, so I'll just title it now. I'll call it Sex Is. Okay, it's just real short. Sex is sold, but seldom told, every single day, in every single way. How are you today? Your hair looks nice that way. The end. Yeah, there you are. What else? I forget. I can remember it in a little bit. But anyways, check out this next recording, Sandra's Guitar, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
What's up, everybody? This is like my first time ever playing guitar. Or is it bass or a guitar? I don't know what it is.
Guitar.
Oh, yay! Ha ha! Okay, let's see how I do. One. Ow. Okay. One, two, three. Maybe not. I'm just gonna keep playing. I'm just Can I get my fingers going? I got it. She's an expert. There we go. Okay. Chime in whenever I'm sucking really bad, which will be soon.
Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Yeah, g'day. It's James from Australia. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. How are you?
not too bad.
Nice. Are you in Australia right now, or are you just from there?
No, in Australia right now. It's 4 in the afternoon. I don't know what time it is in this
state. Oh, my goodness. Are you, like, at work? Are you calling from work?
No, I just got the day off work, so I just was sitting at home and just stumbled upon your show.
Right on. Okay. So, tell me about you. Tell me what you do for fun, how you found me.
Is this on at the moment, or?
Yes, it is. We are recording.
Oh, really?
So then you don't have to tell me then how you found me. So just you can just tell me about you,
So, like, I'm just sitting at home and just looking at the internet radio, and I was just scrolling through Blog Talk Radio shows, and then I heard your sexy voice.
Ah, all right. Well, I've never been to Australia, but a girlfriend of mine, she went to Sydney and Melbourne, and she thought it was awesome. She said I would like Melbourne. So I don't know. Have you been to Melbourne? Do you like it?
Do you know where I live? I live in Melbourne. I shit you not.
No way. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely,
okay, well,
live in Melbourne.
I want to visit someday. Okay, well, you can be my tour guide.
Absolutely. Give me a Skype or your email, and I'll happily show you around.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yes.
Can only be seen you've got the goods to match that sexy voice.
Oh, la, la.
Oh, really? Am I making you giggle? Am I making you blush? I don't know. Maybe it's my voice.
Yes, you are. You are, actually. Yeah.
Did your friend tell you about these sexy Australian guys? Is that why she said Melbourne was better?
In a way, yes. Yes.
In a way.
She just thought... I met her in Paris. We're both from California. And, like, she went during one of our school breaks. She went to Oz, the land of Oz. And she said I'd like it because, I guess, since she and I both like Paris, then... She thought I'd like Melbourne over Sydney, so I guess maybe it's more like Paris.
Totally. What was your favorite bit of Paris?
Everything about it. Like, just, it's so romantic and moody at the same time, and, like, just poetic. Like, you just feel inspired, like, walking around, just looking at all the beautiful buildings, and, like...
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know. And yes, the men are awesome as well, of course. But but there's just, like just lovely, like, art. We had to take classes where we're, like, the class was at the Louvre, so we'd just have to, like, go there for the class and, like, look at art and talk about it and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, she and I both have a strong... Yeah, appreciation for beautiful things. So I'm sure you're probably hot. You're probably lovely.
you're right on both counts, but, like, did you like the language? This is going to completely blow you away, but you know I speak a little bit of French.
No.
Yeah.
Je ne crois pas.
De voir l'impossible dans sa vie, ça n'est nul pas de l'épreuve et de la première vision en tournée de la rue. Hein? Yeah, we're not all...
T'habitez où? T'as passé quelques semaines en France?
I don't think you've quite pronounced that correctly, but we'll let that one slide because you sound quite...
Where? Cute. Where? Who? What? Which word?
it was at the start.
I don't remember the start.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. I want to know who I'm speaking to. You know who you're speaking to, but I don't know who I'm speaking to.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you from?
I'm I'm in California.
Which part?
I love California. LA.
That's not bad.
And I write erotica. I'm an entertainer and dancer, and I have a master's degree in French and French business, and what else?
You've got a master's degree. Wow.
I make films. Yes, I do.
Excellent. So tell me, please tell me you do spoken word with the erotica that you write, because, you know, go.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Did you just miss out? I just, like, said, like, two or three of my works, like, a little bit ago.
I'm definitely going to have to go back and listen to this.
Yes, you have to rewind and play.
Actually, I cannot wait. Why, you know, would you ever write, you know, geographically specific erotica? Like, did you ever write any erotica about Paris or France or?
I don't believe I have. No, I have written topographically, you could say, where I have written from the viewpoint of a body part or from the viewpoint of the other sex. I've written, like, with the male voice.
Really?
I've written, yeah, yes. I like all this stuff, like, I don't know, Kafka, Metamorphosis, writing from, you know, the other's side, in a way.
Right. Is that something that you've explored outside of the written word, or?
What do you mean?
Well,
like, I'm a genie, I can change into... I can't change into a butterfly. I'm sorry.
You can.
But, like...
You've got the cutest little laugh. in terms of role-playing, like...
All the time. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Really? Oh, God. I feel like I'm completely missing out. I'm only getting half the conversation here.
Yes, you are. Well, what about you? You like to role-play?
we're Australian guys, we're pretty stupid, and, you know, I'm happy to admit it, I feel I can tell you this, it's a little bit weird, but I've cosplayed once. That was interesting. It was actually the girl's idea, but, you know, if that's what she wants, I'm happy to go with it. Would you believe
it? Did you tape it? Did you film it?
No, it's going to stick with me, but I actually dressed up as Shrek. It was,
Oh my God. What?
Well, Shrek is life. Shrek is love, don't you know?
I just think he's cute. He's like a big old sweetheart with goofy nostrils. I like Shrek.
Really? So if you're ever in Australia, I shouldn't throw out that Shrek costume?
You can, but after I see you first.
So how old are you? What's your name?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry, that's always a rude... Oh my God, that's a rude question to ask a girl, isn't it? Sorry, rude question to ask a Sheila, love.
Sheila. Yeah, teach me some, like, slang. Teach me some, like, Oz slang.
What? Give me a phrase and I'll try and slang it up for you. Like, going out for a smoke.
Okay, what's that?
I'm having a break. Going out for a smoke, what?
Well, that's not very imaginative. No, something that, like, totally opposite.
Okay, so I had a really big night last night at the bar, and I had a technicolor yawn. Do you know what a technicolor yawn is?
No.
It's a vomit.
A boner?
A vomit. I spewed. That's not very nice.
A vomit. Oh. Say that again.
Haven't you heard?
No. Technicolor what?
Technicolor yawn, you know.
Yawn. Oh, there we go. Technical yawn.
Sorry, I can't speak English. I can barely speak French and let alone speak English. Well, but, you know,
one day. You speak Oz, which is, like, very sexy and exotic.
Really? I've only ever picked up a girl with my accent. And, look, that was pretty good. Her name was Creepy, but she enjoyed it.
And where were you when you picked her up? You were, like, out of your usual surroundings? You were, like, chilling in what? Like, I don't know, Italy somewhere?
Funnily enough, I was in New York when it happened.
On the tip of my tongue, but I didn't know if you'd ever been here before, too.
Yeah, no. New York. Had one of the best meals I've ever eaten in New York. It was a place called WD-50.
WD-50. Huh. I've never been there. I've been to Budokan out there.
Yeah.
That place is awesome. It's amazing. Yes.
It is. Hey, So you've got me on the line. So why don't you read some more erotica? Anything else prepared?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, want me to read you one of my role playing erotica? It's not too long. Where did it go?
Yeah, I'd love to. Absolutely, I'd love to.
Okie dokie. Hold on, let me pull it up. Okay. It's called Annie and the Apple Bottom. Here we go. Deep within the underskirt of Annie's home's baked cheeks lies the bottom of the apple. Like a silent serpent, I will creep in and out, furtively and spirited, with the pride of that all-American pie within a bird's-eye view. The hearty swells of each ample cheek will wax and wane at each rising crescendo. They will redden in unison with each loving swack from my fellow partner and thigh. We are a joint operation, compelled by the force of each digit, in search of destiny, desire, and derision. Yet alone, I will propel, inch by inch, flesh to flesh, as I ascend and unleash. As I expand, I will continue to make headway through this luscious apple valley. As I submerge, I will immerse myself in this warm, welcome confinement, the borders sending electric jolts to build up and tease me with the prospect of the most wicked nirvana, a tight, warm, wet hearth in which to swallow me whole. At the brink, I will emerge victorious, stand stiff, if you will, but only momentarily. From this cusp of natural treasure, I will divulge my most glorious exposition of all and slick streams of substance, along with endless smiles of flesh defining my sweet Annie's silhouette, and another set of cheeks, and before her very eyes. I am 8 inches tall, an officer and a gentleman. I will take you to my leader. The end. That's Annie and the Apple Bottom.
I like it.
Which I published on my website. Yeah.
Oh, really? Can you give a shout out to your website?
Okay, shout out to my website, toliveandgrindinla.com, aka liveandgrind.com. And it was published on Wednesday, January 30th, 2013. There you are.
No, cool. can I ask you a really silly question? It's completely cultural, but well, yeah, you said to live and to grind. Oh my, grind means something else in Australia. It's a gay man's act. Is that something completely different over there in the States or?
To grind. Well, I mean, it means a ton of things. It means to pulverize, to crush into a powder, and also to work or to dance very hard or to work very hard. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because there's this app on the iPhone. Have you heard of it called Grindr?
No.
Okay.
Should I? I'm not a gay man. Yeah. So how would I?
No. Have you?
I haven't even stumbled across it. No, I have. No, I have
not
seen
even
like.
Tinder?
Hoo-hoo?
Tinder? Have you not? Oh, My God, you are not meeting the right people unless you are meeting people on Tinder.
What? No. Who should I be meeting? I'm sorry. What? Am I missing out on anyone?
You miss out on people like me, and I think I'm an interesting person.
Oh. Well, I'm meeting you now.
That's true. That's very true. Hey, can I read you a poem?
Yes.
I can't credit the author, but look, I think I've got a reasonable speaking voice, and can we just see how this goes?
Yeah. Wait, do they want you to read it?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, well then give them a nickname at least, so that they are
still happy. So this is written by TL. It was published a couple of days ago.
Ah, okay.
Reading. Ink on his thumb, he smeared his love notes across her ruby red lips, staining them dark. Deliciously sweet upon her mouth, she dragged her silky tongue over his tasty words. Her eyes were pools of lust, where he could dive his trembling body and be filled with pleasure. With him swimming through her, she reads her body like poetry with every part of her soft body. His lines color in certain places, and where they become sad, she brushes gentle kisses, tasting his battles. Her beautiful chest rises and her falls. Her heart beats love while he inflicts pleasure upon her curves. Together they turn the page slowly, with her mouth reading his body and his mouth reading hers. The end.
Chapeau.
That's not bad, is it?
Love it. That's awesome. Oh, that's freaking sexy.
Just when I thought English language was the sexiest thing across your lips, then you go and speak to me in French. Wow.
That was hot. I loved it. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's freaking sweet.
No, that's okay. Another one that's, oh my God, I've actually just found it in my email. You know how I was talking about that cosplay before?
Yes.
With the Shrek? Yeah. It's actually a poem that I had to recite at the time, but actually found it in my email. I'm quite embarrassed. Would you like to hear that one as well?
Yes, we have time for one more, and yes, I want to hear it. You have a lovely, very dramatic, awesome voice. Yes, please.
Thanks, love. Oh, Shrek. Oh, how can I even tell you? Your green skin makes me love. Your eyes turn me on when I'm around you. I always know playtime is ogre. When I talk to you, I know your life. When I hear you, I know your love. I don't even care about the times you raped me, shove a donkey up my ass. All behind us now. I will suck your giant, slimy, two-eyed green cock anytime, anywhere. May your layers of onions be rustled softly, you green, lovable Shrek. I need you, Shrek. We all need Shrek. That's a little bit silly, but you know.
Oh my goodness. Formidable.
Hey, so, can we speak again? Because I really enjoyed speaking to you, and I know you've only got 9 minutes.
Oh my goodness, yes. Generally every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific time in the U.S., I am live broadcasting, so feel free anytime. And then also I will send you, if you contact me via Twitter, which my Twitter is at I'm Sandra, Sandra, London, London, all that is one word. I will send you my email, then you can know exactly when and where to call, and you can be like a guest. I want to learn more about you. You can be an official guest.
Good. I'd love to learn more about you as well.
Awesome.
Such a sexy little minx, aren't you?
Ooh.
All right. You have a good night.
You have a lovely remainder of your afternoon and evening.
No worries. And throw another shrimp on the barbie, love.
Right on.
Peace. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye. the lovely caller from Oz, the land of Oz, Australia, Melbourne, with two delightful readings that he shared. I thought those were pretty sweet. It was great. That was awesome. Anyone else, feel free in the future, as we only have 7 minutes left in the broadcast, but feel free to call in and share your own stories in the future. Yes, yes. And meanwhile, let's see. I'm going to play. Where did it go? I just had it. Okay, pick a song. Rewind by Kuka.
Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
What up, Tony? I'ma light one up for your ass up in AZ.
Still got nine to go, that's 15. Double XLs, I'm fit to twist a whip green. Your wax acts like whipped cream. Bitches wanna match like Swiss cream, but I'm faded. Don't play kid, never mind what you say, did I ask your opinion on the cash flow I'm spending on for Mary J, Air J from Long Beach to LA. Back to Pomona, kill the phone is where it's at, and we don't play fight. My people stay tight. King of the THC, call me Great White, tick fight. Up to outer state, straight, light it up like Edison. Want to try to puff, I couldn't buy enough my medicine. It's blazing, amazing. Hazing that indica, raising the limit to break the perimeter, these fakes and these gimmicks don't step into